Myanmar's military government returned to barring diplomats and reporters today from the trial against opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, one day after 10 reporters were allowed to access proceedings. After 13 years under house arrest, Nobel laureate Suu Kyi is currently being held in Yangon's notorious insane prison on charges of violating the terms of her detention after an American man swam uninvited to her lakeside home earlier this month. Her current detention order expires on May 27th. Critics say the ruling generals want to silence her until after a multi-party election in the former Burma, which is to be held in 2010. We spoke to the chairperson of Burma Action Ireland, Geroid Kilgannon, who says this latest move comes as no surprise.
I'd be surprised if they allowed them to stay there, because that has been the modus operandi of this present, well, this government that's been there for 47 years. This military dictatorship, which brooks no opposition at all, as we know. Over the years, they did allow reporting once or twice. There was reporting of the terrible events in 1988 when the students' protest left 3,000 dead on the streets. And they pulled the blinds down, kept the outside, prying eyes of the outside world completely away from them. Then the year before last, the commemoration of that 20th anniversary of that occasion, the monks took to the street in the Saffron Revolution, and there were reporters in there at the time, so we got it all and we got it on our television screens. Since then, they have totally closed the country down again.